Parshas Tetzaveh, although tonight we won't actually discuss Parshas Tetzaveh at all, we will discuss Be'ez Hashem, the upcoming Yom Tov of Purim, which is just around the corner. We certainly do not want to just fall into Purim. We want to come into Purim prepared. We want to come into Purim with an avodah that we can put into practice. And we want this Purim to be different. We don't want just this Purim to be the repeat of Purim last year, which might have been a repeat of the year before that. Each year you want the Chag to represent something new, or at least to consolidate further the old Yesodos. So we're going to discuss tonight an important Yesod, and I just want to say right from the outset that basically everything that we're going to discuss tonight is a direct quote, almost, from the Sefer Yemei HaPurim. Yemei HaPurim is authored by Reb David Cohen, who is one of the Rosh Hashivas of the Chevron Yeshiva, one of the Gedolei Yisrael, and he has a number of Sforim. One of them is on Purim, and what we will be quoting tonight is almost extensively and completely directly from his Sefer, but it's such a wonderful piece that I think it's worth sharing. So we look forward to Miss Hashem on Monday night and on Tuesday to singing and to saying La Yehudim Hoysa Oiro V'Simcha V'Sosein V'Kor. And we know that Chazal Darshan, that every word in that posuk refers to something else. Oiro, Zutoiro. And Simcha is Yom Tov. And Sosein is Mila. And Yokor is Tfilin. So each word in that posuk is a reference to a different mitzvah, whether it be Torah, Yom Tov, Bris Mila, and Tfilin. So what we really mean is, La Yehudim Hoysa Oira V'Simcha V'Sasim V'Kor, we're referring to these different mitzvahs. Now why specifically these mitzvahs? So Rashi says, because Haman decreed against the fulfillment of these mitzvahs. He wanted to annul not only Torah learning, but Yom Tov, Bris Mila, and Tfilin. So therefore, what we're really saying is that with the defeat of Haman, these mitzvahs are now reintroduced and they are secure. La Yehudim Moisa Oira, V'Simcha V'Sosan V'Kar. So of course the big question becomes, why is it that Haman specifically chose these mitzvahs? Now obviously, definitely, they are big mitzvahs, Tfilin and Yom Tov, clearly Torah, Bris Mila. But what is the common denominator between all of these mitzvahs that Haman HaRasha apparently was so determined to be Gozer, that there should be no kiyum of these mitzvahs whatsoever, such that we now celebrate with the defeat of Haman and the defeat of Amalek, La Yehudim Oysa Oira V'Simcha, etc., we now have these mitzvahs back, restored, safe and sound. So really, that's what we want to discuss tonight, and most of the Shia, Mitz Hashem, will be an introduction, and then we will come back right to the end, Be'ez Hashem, to try and explain what is significant about these mitzvahs. So in order to tackle this question, we need to go back to the Yesodos and try and work out together, and again, as I mentioned, this is all a quote from his Sefer of David Cohen Shlita, what exactly was Haman's battle against Klal Yisrael? What was it that stirred this terrible animosity and hatred towards Klal Yisrael to the extent that he wanted to wipe them out? So there is a very strange targum, but this gives us a little hint. There's a targum on that pasuk where it says in the Megillah, Vayivakesh Haman lahashmid es kol ha-yehudim. Haman wanted to destroy all of the Jews. The targum says that Mordechai HaTzadik is an Einikel, is a descendant of Yaakov Avinu. Obviously, he's a member of Klal Yisrael. Haman, who comes from Amalek, is a descendant of Esau. And Haman said, your grandfather stole the brachas from my grandfather. Yaakov took the brachas from Esau, and therefore I want to ruin all of Klal Yisrael. Very cryptic. So we need to try and understand, therefore, obviously, we're going to have to go all the way back to the brachas of Esav and Yaakov to work out what exactly happened there and what was it that Haman was so put out about. There is a Vilna Goyim, which actually appears in Sefer Shmuel, and it uses, the Vilna Goyim uses one single word, which we will try to define. And the Vilna Goyim says that Haman wanted to uproot Klal Yisrael, who are the Kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean, the Kinyan? The Kinyan is the acquisition. What does that mean? He wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, who are the Kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean, that we are the Kinyan? And why, therefore, did Haman want it to... The property of Klal Yisrael, the property of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean, to be the property of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And why was it, therefore, that Haman, as a result, wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael? So here comes the Yesoid, the one Yesoid, the Be'ez HaShem, we will share together tonight. And it's all based on a pasuk in Ha'azinu, where it says there, talking about Klal Yisrael, Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy. The Amoy, his nation, is Chelek Hashem. What does that mean, Chelek Hashem? Is a part or a portion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael over here are described as being a Chelek Hashem. Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy. What does that mean? So, one of the Mefarshim on the Torah, namely the Rikanti. The Rikanti is one of the Rishonim al HaTorah, and he says as follows, Amoyrav Raboisai, this is the Yesoid that we'd like to share together this evening. Let's turn the clock back. All the way back, when would we say that the concept of nations came into existence? There was a point in time where there didn't exist the whole concept of different nations. Everybody was just one. When did the whole notion of different nations come into being? The answer is the Doir HaFloga. And the Doir HaFloga, it was all one happy family, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu dispersed them, and everybody suddenly became a different nation, with their own language, they're adopting their own culture. Says the Rekanti, Bechol Uma V'Uma, in every nation, Hufkad al kol echod mehem, there is charged, in charge of them, a malach to look after that nation. That malach, or that force, that koichov, or that mazel, is in charge, as it were, of running the affairs of that particular nation. Now let's not make a mistake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks after that nation through the medium of a shliach. That shliach is a certain force, a koichav, or a mazel, or a sar, or a malach, whatever you want to call it. Says the Rekanti, except for one nation. And that is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is different. Ein aleihem malach. Rak Hashem. And you listen to the words that he uses, Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy. So now we've learned what it means, Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy. Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special hashkocha over Klal Yisrael, not through any other intermediary. Not only that, he adds, there is one land, one country in the world which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkocha there dictates all, and which is that? Eretz Yisrael. So, Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael are completely different in kind to any other nation and any other land. And that is, the Hashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without any Shliach, pertains specifically to Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. As opposed to any other nation, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directing all operations, but the Hashkocha there is through an intermediary, and that force is a mazel or a koichav. And that's what it means to be Chelek Hashem Amoi. Chelek Hashem, we are part and parcel, we are inextricably linked to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without any shliach, without any imtzoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu supervises, as it were, the affairs of Klal Yisrael directly. And the Ramban discusses this in great length in Parashas Acharei Mois, and he says the same. And he says, Ki chelek Hashem amo. He quotes those words. He says, V'nosam al kol am va'am. Every nation, ba'ar tsoisom, in their land, koichov umazel. There's some star or some constellation which is taking charge of their affairs. Except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eretz Yisrael, that's Nachalas Hashem. Loi nosan min ha-malochim. There's no malochim who dictate what happens in Eretz Yisrael. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means to be Ki Chelek Hashem Amoi. Ki Chelek Hashem Amoi. So if that's the case, we now know what it means when the Vilna Goyen describes Klal Yisrael as being the kinyan, the property, the acquisition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what it means. When you buy something, if I buy a house, then I dictate what happens there. Nobody else. I'm the boss, because it belongs to me. When Klal Yisrael are described as being the kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what that means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without any other intervention of any other mazel or koichav or sar whatsoever, HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranges the affairs of Klal Yisrael. There's a special hashkocha by HaKadosh Baruch Hu over Klal Yisrael, over Eretz Yisrael, because we are his kinyan. We are his kinyan. Now, this is what Haman wanted to uproot. That's what Haman couldn't take. That was the shayrish of all the jealousy of Haman versus Klal Yisrael, the fact that they are Chelek Hashem Amoi, the fact that they are the kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that they don't have a mazel or a sar or a koichav that takes care of their affairs, but rather Ki Chelek Hashem Amoi. There's a special hashkacha directly by the Ribbono Shel Olam over Klal Yisrael and over Eretz Yisrael. That's what Haman wanted to uproot. With the question being, so what's that got to do with Esav and Yaakov? What's that got to do with the brachas that Yitzchak distributed to Yaakov and to Esav? So everything that we need to see and discuss is in one word in Parshas Toldot. Yaakov gets the brachas, and what does it say in the pasuk? Ve'yiten lecha Ho'elokim mitala shomayim u'mishmani ha'aretz. Now the truth is, Esav also got brachas at the end. What's the difference between Yaakov's brachas and Esav's brachas? And Rabbeinu Bachai there says there's one word difference. It doesn't say with regard to Esav's brachas, v'yitin ha ho'elokim. What does it say there? It simply says, as Rabbeinu Chai points out, you should have Mishmane Ha'aretz, you should have Tal, but there's no mention of Elohim. It doesn't say V'yitin Nechol Ha'Elohim Mital HaShomayim U'Mishmane Ha'aretz. And the answer is, and the reason being, says Rabbeinu Bachai, because Yaakov's Brocha, where does that come from? Elohim. Without koichovim umazolois. In other words, Moirai v'raboisai. At which point did we become Chelek Hashem Amoi? When did that happen? That happened with the brachos of Yitzchak to Yaakov. When he uttered those words, the Yitin Lecho Ho Elohim, then it was confirmed forevermore that what? That your brachas will come directly from Elohim, as opposed to Esav. He'll also have his brachas, but they won't come directly from Elohim. That will come through some intermediary. That will come, as it were, through the force of nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will press a button, and that button is called nature. Let nature run its course, and nature will take care of Esav. But Klal Yisrael, nature does not take care of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of Klal Yisrael. We are not governed by the rules of nature. There is nothing natural about Klal Yisrael at all. In fact, according to the laws of nature, we shouldn't be here. Why should we not be here? Because we're all descendants of Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu was incapable of having children, nor was his wife Sarah. So what do Chazal say? They learn it in the Psukim of the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevated Avram above the stars. You're not dictated by the stars, by the forces of nature. You leave that and you have an unnatural existence. That's our story. That's Ki Chelek Hashem Amoi. That's Ki Chelek Hashem Amoi. So, when Yitzchak gave those brachas and uttered those immortal words, V'yitin lecha ha-Elohim, what he was telling Yaakov was that your brachas come through Elohim, without any intermediary. And it's fascinating to point out that the Ramban, in fact, says that the brachas that were given to Yaakov were Mital HaShomayim, Umishmani Ha'aretz, and also Linchoil Es Ha'aretz. What does that mean, Linchoil Es Ha'aretz? To inherit the land. Which land? Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is the one land which is run by Elohim. It's a pasuk in Parshas Ekev. Eine Hashem Elohecha Tomid. Eine Hashem Eretz Asher Hashem Elohecha Doireish Oisa Tomid. The eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean, the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There is a specific and direct hashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu over Eretz Yisrael and over Klal Yisrael. When it says V'yitzen Lecha Ha'Elohim, we know that the Yitzen Lecha Ha'Elohim, Elohim always represents Midas Hadin. Why does it say Yitzen Lecha Ha'Elohim? Why doesn't it say Yitzen Lecha Hashem? Do you know what Rashi there says in Parshas Toldos? The Yitzen Lecha Ha'Elohim Bedin. Im Ra'u Lecha, if you deserve it, Yitzen Lecha. This is by din. You have to earn it by rights. The Im Lav Lo Yitzen Lecha. Says Rashi. But with regard to Esav, it just says, Mishmani Haaretz, Yir Moishavecha, you will have it. Bein Tzadik, Bein Rasha. So Esav got the better deal? Esav got the better deal over here. Klal Yisrael is V'yitem Lecha Ha'Elohim Midas Hadin. It has to be by the strict letter of the law. If you're deserving of it, then you get it. And if you're not deserving, then you don't get it. But Esav gets a free gift. Whether he deserves it or doesn't deserve it, how can that be that he's better off than us? So listen to this Marasha, it's absolutely phenomenal. We all know the story. The Gemara in Ksubas tells us the tragic story. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was once leaving Yerushalayim, and he sees this young girl scrabbling around, rummaging on the floor for a bit of food. Not just rummaging on the floor, but between the glole behempton shal arvim, the dung of the animals belonging to Arabs. That's how desperate she was for food. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, I see you must be terribly, terribly poor. If you're scrabbling around in such an ignominious state looking for food, who are you? And she says, I'm the daughter of Nakdimoin ben Gurion, the richest man in Klal Yisrael. Says, how can that be? The richest man in Klal Yisrael? Obviously his fortunes have turned. And then he uttered these strange words and he says, wow. Bocha Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai va'omar Ashreichem Yisrael. Ashreichem Yisrael? Fortunate is Klal Yisrael? That's called fortunate? He says, when Klal Yisrael are doing what they're supposed to be doing, Oisin Ritzayne Shal Mokaim, then nobody can get the better of them. But when they're not, look how far they sink, scrabbling on the floor amongst the Glolim, the Behemton Shal Arvim. So why do we say Ashreichem Yisrael? Fortunate to Klal Yisrael, woe to Klal Yisrael, we would have thought is more appropriate. You know what the Maharsha says? Listen to the words of the Maharsha. He says, in the tragedy, he saw Ashreichem Yisrael. Because he says, Al kol uma v'uma, every nation, this is our Yesod, says the Maharsha, yesh sar u'mazl bashamayim. There is a force of nature. Masha'ein kein Yisrael, ein lohem shum mazl, heim chelek Hashem. That's the pasuk. Ki Yaakov nechavol nachalosei. In other words, the goyim have the forces of nature which supervise and take care of their affairs. So, the rules of nature are indeed there's ups and there's downs. But, Klal Yisrael are not supervised by nature. They are Chelek Hashem Amoy. Therefore, what discerns, what ultimately decides whether they'll be Zoicha or whether they won't be Zoicha? Whether they are towing the line or they're not towing the line? If they're being Oyser Ritzoinoy Shal Mokoyim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give them brachas. And if not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give them the opposite. So the very fact that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saw to the depths that Klal Yisrael had sunk, that was indicative of this tremendously close relationship that they have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy. So therefore he uttered, Ashreichem Yisrael. And if that's the case, now we understand. Ve'yiten l'cho ha'elokim, ve'elokim means Bedin. Esav, there's no din. Whether you're a tzaddik or you're a rasha, here. Let the forces of nature take care of Esav. Those who are attending our tfilavad, this brings us back to the credit card theory. Esav, you can have the credit card of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now just, you have no connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let nature take care of Esav. But when it comes to Klal Yisrael, oh, Yitin Lachal Ekin, Bedin, if you're Yisrael and Tzayin Yishal Mokim, you'll have all the brachas in the world. And if not, then the opposite. But therein lies Ashreichem Yisrael. So if we put that all together now we understand the story is complete. Haman HaRasha is terribly jealous of Klal Yisrael. He wants to destroy them. Why? What is it that he can't take about Klal Yisrael? The fact that they are Chelek Hashem Amoy. So what did that Targum say in the beginning? Chelek Hashem Amoy. Because the brachas were given to Yaakov and not to Esau. What's that got to do with anything? The answer is, it's got to do with everything. Because when he gave the brachas, when Yitzchak gave the brachas to Yaakov, and he said, V'yitin lecha ha'elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the brachas. It was confirmed then and forever, Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy. And that's what Haman couldn't stand. You are the kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are Chelek Hashem Amoy. We, however, are not zeicha to that Hashgacha. We just have the forces of nature, Klichovin and Mazolos, that take care of our affairs. Therein lay the tremendous jealousy and bitterness and hatred of Haman towards Klal Yisrael. So it's unbelievable that one word, V'yitzen l'cha ha'elokim, dictates now the course of all civilization and history. And more importantly, it defines once and forever the whole relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our brachas come directly, V'yitzen l'cha Elohim. No intermediary, no stars, no kechovim, no malachim, no sorim, no forces of nature. Nature does not run the affairs of Klal Yisrael. We are the most unnatural, supernatural nation that ever existed. Which means, Moira Rabboisai, the hashkacha that Klal Yisrael are zoicha to is not just more or better, it's completely different in nature to all other nations. All other nations have their mazel, have their koichov. Whereas Klal Yisrael, it's the Yitin Lecho Ha'elokim. Now, what's so fascinating to point out is that Rabbi Yonos and Eberschitz makes a cheshvan, and he says, would you believe it The night that Vashti got killed, which is when Haman rose to power, was none other than the 15th of Nisan, Pesach. Do you know when Yitzchok gave his brachas to Yaakov? We discussed this earlier on this year. It was the night of Pesach. Rashi points this out. Remember, Rivka says, bring two goats. Yitzchok needs two goats. How much can he eat? Says Rashi, no, he needs one for the korban Pesach. Besides for his meal, because that night was Pesach. In other words, this is where it comes to a full circle. It was on the original Pesach that what? That we became Kichelek Hashem Amon. Because Yitzchok benched Yaakov, V'yitem Lachor Ho'elokim. It was on that very night that what did Haman want to do? He wanted to bring about the downfall of Klal Yisrael. How so? He wanted to be machshel them with macholos asurois, with Znus, in order to cut that relationship. He couldn't stand the fact that we are the Kenyan, the fact that we are Kichelek Hashem Amoy. But ultimately, it was on Tezvav Nisan that Chazal say that Esther came to Achashverosh, that was also on Pesach. So it really did come to a full circle. On Pesach night, we make mention of this on Seder night, on Pesach night, which is when we became once and forever, Chelek Hashem, Haman tried to sever that connection. But Esther Amalka came to Achashverosh on that very night. How did she bring it about? Make Klal Yisrael daven. Bring them back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ensure that they really are Chelek Hashem Amri. So let's just now get back to our original question. La Yehudim Hoysa Oira V'Simcha V'Sasim V'Kor. Torah, Yom Tov, Mila, and Tefillin. So Rashi says, because these were the mitzvahs that Haman wanted to be geizer against. Why these mitzvahs? Moirai v'raboisai, listen to the words of the Marashah in Brachas. We don't wear Tefillin on Shabbos, why not? Because we need an ois. How many oisais do we need? Two. Al pishnayim edim yokum dovo. During the weekday, we have the ois of tefillin, we have the ois of bris milah, so we have two oises. But on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, Shabbos and Yom Tov is an ois. And you have bris milah. Therefore you don't need tefillin, so we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Says the Marashah. They are the ois, the eidus she'anachnu amoi. Ki chelek Hashem amoi. He quotes in his sefer the Tshuvas Ben Yomin Zev. The Tshuvas Ben Yomin Zev is one of the Gedolei HaRishonim. Listen to these words. He says, what's unique about Tefillin and Bris Milah and Yom Tov is that we always need Shnei Oisois Shemeidim Oleinu, that testify about us, She'anachnu Chelek Hashem. We are bound up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the tefillin, it's signed in our guf, we celebrate on Yom Tov, Lashem. It's precisely these mitzvahs that the whole relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is celebrated. Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy is manifest in tefillin, in Yom Tov, in Bris Milah, and obviously in Torah, that's our ultimate connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now we understand why it is that Haman or Russia wanted to decree against these mitzvahs. Because the whole hatred that he had against Klal Yisrael was what? Ki chelek Hashem Amoy. And that all came about through V'yitem Lecho Ho Elohim. Your Zeicha, direct Hashkacha. We just have the forces of nature. We don't have this connection of being the Kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or of being Kichelek Hashem Amoy. So on that night of Pesach, which is the night that the original V'yitem Lecho Elohim was declared, that's when he wanted to bring the downfall of Klal Yisrael. Esther Amalka, meanwhile, on Leil Pesach, comes to Achashverosh, she assembles all of Klal Yisrael on Pesach, they daven and they reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are Kichelek Hashem Amoy. Haman did his best to be gozer against tefillin and bris milah and yom tov, because those are the mitzvahs, those are the oisos, those are the signs, those are the eidos that we are ki chelek Hashem amoi. But ultimately, he was unsuccessful. Therefore, when we sing and we declare and we read on Purim, it's not just a celebration that we got these mitzvahs back. What it really is a celebration of our entire connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are the kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are the kichelek Hashem Amoy, which cannot be said about any other nation. And all of that lies in one single word. When Yitzchak Avinu says, V'yiten lecha ha'elokim, he didn't say that to Esav. Esav, you get the brachas, it's on autopilot. We press the button, and that's it. Now the forces of nature will just run their course. Not so with Klal Yisrael. Ashreichem Yisrael. It's up and down. It depends on how you behave. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supervising your affairs. This is what Klal Yisrael and what Eretz Yisrael are zeicha to. This is what Haman was trying to uproot, and we could have lost it. Zechus Esther Hamalka, it was all brought back. All of the mitzvahs that bring out this point, ki chelek Hashem amoy, were all consolidated once again, and that's why we can genuinely sing, not just with genuine simcha, but with proper understanding, la'yehudim, hoysa oira, v'simcha, v'sasen, v'kar.